A day-long hostage standoff in the Saudi Arabian city of Khobar has now ended. Yesterday, armed militants attacked two compounds in the heart of the kingdom's oil region, killing at least 10 people, including one American. Then, according to wire service reports, attackers took between 45 and 60 hostages and held them in a high-rise. Earlier today, Saudi security forces stormed the building and freed dozens of hostages. An unknown number of hostages and attackers died in the raid. An Al-Qaeda-linked group has claimed responsibility for the rampage. Journalist Thomas Lippman is an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute here in Washington. He just returned from Saudi Arabia this past week, and he joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Leanne.
These sorts of attacks seem to be a more common occurrence in Saudi Arabia, at least since the bombing of a housing complex in Riyadh last year. Based on your conversations with Saudi officials, how concerned are they?
Oh, they're very concerned. This is a struggle to the death between the forces of reaction and extremism and the forces of modernization. And the government in Saudi Arabia intends to win that struggle.
Did you feel a heavy security presence when you traveled through the kingdom?
Actually not. I had heard that there was a heavy security presence. In Riyadh, we saw that the hotels that cater to foreigners have sealed off their entrances so you can't drive up to them, and they've bricked up the ground floor windows. But other than that, there are a few perfunctory checkpoints. I didn't see that much security. And in Jeddah, there was virtually no security presence visible to the naked eye at all.
Well, what's the motive then for these armed attacks that have occurred in Saudi Arabia?
The motives are complicated and simple at the same time. Basically, if they were to prevail, they would get rid of all the foreigners they could and impose a sort of Taliban-style religious-based regime on the people of Saudi Arabia. They want the foreigners out. They want foreign influences out. They want McDonald's and Pizza Hut out. And they want a return to this imaginary pure state of Islam that they think existed centuries in the past.
Well, how much popular support do they have?
Actually, very little. All the indications I've gotten on this trip and from people who've been there in the past year or so say that the attacks, the terrorist attacks, especially those on foreigners and within the attacks on civilians, are having the effect of rallying the population to the government because they hate this.
So then it has a backfire effect almost.
Well, I think it does. There's no sign that there's a spreading insurrection. I mean, I was in Iran during the revolution and you saw an entire society take to the streets. You don't have that in Saudi Arabia at all.
So as these sporadic attacks have occurred, what's your impression? Has Saudi Arabia become a more or a less open society?
Saudi Arabia is becoming rapidly a more open society, but it's not because or in spite of these attacks. I think part of what the attackers object to is the fact that Saudi Arabia is evolving fairly rapidly into a much more modern and mature country. There are immense social changes and intense debates about social and societal issues there, to a great extent being driven by the new generation of educated women.
But what about the flow of information?
The flow of information is greater than in the past. It's not fully open the way our society likes to think it is, but it's much greater than in the past. More things are talked about by more people based on more information.
You mentioned that the Saudi Arabian government wants to, quote, win that struggle. How do they intend to do that?
They intend to do that by killing all these guys, however many there are who participated in this. They intend to shut them down, seal them off, cut off the flow of weapons, and arrest or kill them.
What is your sense of the current attitude, though, in Saudi Arabia among the population toward the West in general and toward the United States in particular?
The people of Saudi Arabia are extremely angry at the United States. Even the people over there who should be and have been our closest friends, the American educated people, the ones who are our business partners, are fed up with America's position in the Middle East. More than Iraq, it's the current state of play between Israel and the Palestinians and President Bush's embrace of Ariel Sharon.
And so then how do they intend to sort of manifest this distaste with the United States?
Well, they're very uncomfortable about it because where are they going to go? I mean, we've been their friends. We've been the mainstay of Saudi society. We've developed their industries. We've developed their infrastructure. And we've educated them and their children. They have deep business relationships with the United States. There's really no place for them to go.
Thomas Lippman is an adjunct scholar at the Middle East Institute. He's the author of Inside the Mirage, America's Fragile Partnership with Saudi Arabia. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.